I'm holding the Olympic torch aloft. I can't believe it. I finally got it in my hand. Got it here.
Come here, my
friend. Thank you. Would you like to hold it up? Just lift it up. There we go. There we go. This is the torch, which was very kindly brought from Vancouver. They had a torch relay, protest torch relay. They took it all the way around British Columbia. And they wanted to send this to London so that we would have a torch relay and we could start a tradition. So this torch will go to the people who are opposing the Sochi Games, which is in Russia in 2014, the Winter Olympics, and then to Rio in 2016. But this is the beginning of this great tradition of protest torch relays.
Save Leighton Marsh.
Hello, my name is Una. I'm from Leighton. Last week they ran from Stratford to the police mustering station on Wanstead Flats, and today it's gone all the way around Hackney and finished here in Leighton Marsh.
And can you describe the alternative torch for us?
It's basically a toilet plunger painted gold with some lovely felt ribbons coming off it saying end poverty. It's gorgeous. It's really, really nice.
And did you have a good reception running around?
Totally brilliant, yeah. Cars beeping, people waving, children shouting. And then when we arrived on the marsh, there was lots of people here with lovely food, and it's quite nice now. I don't know, there must be about 40, 50 people here. It's just a shame about the basketball court behind us, really.
And of course, it's all fun, but it's a serious point to it as well, isn't
totally,
it?
Totally, totally. I mean, the Olympics officially start tonight. You know, I certainly feel more than a little bit dubious about the whole thing. We're standing on Leighton Marsh. In my opinion, this was stolen land.
And when you say stolen land, what do you mean?
Well, this is metropolitan open land. This is land that belongs to the people in perpetuity. It's not allowed to be built on, but because of the Olympics and this being a temporary structure, it was allowed.
You're talking about the basketball court
behind us. The basketball court,
us,
yeah. It was allowed to be built on. They say the structure is going to come down in the 15th of October, but those of us who live around here and use it, we're just really, really worried that there isn't actually a way that they can put the marsh down, and that perhaps this might be an excuse for a land grab to, I don't know, maybe build flats or maybe extend this ice rink, we're not too sure. But in the process of building it, they dug up a lot of contaminated soil, asbestos, that's been brought up from under the ground where it was safe. You know, particles of asbestos are probably floating all around us here, and you know, this is a beautiful spot. It's a shame that's been ruined. And the basketball court is, it's really, really ugly, like it really stands out.
Of course, we are where we are with all of this, with the Olympics. The Olympics is going ahead anyway. If there's one thing that the authorities could do to put things right, what would that be?
I don't think they can. I don't think they can put it right, really. You know, it's cost us, some people reckon, up to $24 billion. Me and my children are going to be paying for this for the next 20, 30, 40 years. You know, people have been thrown out of their homes, communities broken, environment destroyed. You know, none of us here are going to end up seeing any Olympic Games, you know. It's really, I mean, I'm not against the idea of the Olympic Games and sport, but the Olympics, as is London 2012, it's just about money and profit at the expense of ordinary people. I don't think they really can. I don't think there's any way to put it right, really, unfortunately.
Una, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you.
Save Leighton Marsh! Save Leighton Marsh!